请弟兄姊妹打开约翰一书。
Friends, sisters, let us turn to First John,
第二章
chapter two,
由廿四节开始。
We'll start with verse 24.
我哋读一拉美呢一段。
And we'll read this passage.
弟兄姊妹揾到，请你睇听我哋读。
Friends, sisters, once you've found it, perhaps for you to look at it while you listen to us reading.
论到你们，务要将从起初所听见的常存在心里。若将从起初所听见的存在心里，你们就必住在子里面，也必住在父里面。
As for you, let that which you have heard from the beginning abide in you. If what you have heard from the beginning abides in you, ye also shall abide in the Son and in the Father.
主所应许我们的就是永生，我将这些话写给你们，是指着那引诱你们的人说的。
And this is the promise which he has promised us, life eternal. These things have I written to you concerning those who lead you astray.
你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们。自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们，这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。
And yourselves, the unction which ye have received from him abides in you, and ye are not, have not need any one should teach you, but as the same unction teaches you as to all things that.And is true and is not a lie, and even as it has taught you, you shall abide in him.
小子们啊，你们要住在主里面，这样他若显现，我们就可以坦然无惧。当他来的时候，在他面前也不至于惭愧。
And now, children, abide in him, that if he be manifested, we may be.Bold, we may have boldness and not be put to shame before him at his coming.
我们圣经暂时就读到这么多先。
We stop our reading for now of the scriptures.
为了昨天没有一起聚会的弟兄姊妹，我们简单的提一提我们昨天所交通过的。
And for the sake of brothers and sisters who were not with us yesterday evening,We will, in fact, briefly, mention what we have shared.
我们特别从主的话里面看到主盼望我们有一个非常迫切的学习。
And, from the word of God, we see how the Lord is very anxious, for us in our learning.
就是要叫我们住在主里面。
And it is indeed for us to abide in Him.
那什么叫做住在主里面呢？
What does it mean to abide in Him?
用我们比较熟悉的说话来讲，就是我们要维持常常是跟主有交通。
And from words that we understand, it means to always keep our fellowship with the Lord.
那怎样跟主有交通呢？
How can we have fellowship with the Lord?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在约翰福音十五章的葡萄树和枝子的比喻的里面，主很清楚和我们指出了那一件事。
And in John's Gospel chapter 15, the parable that the Lord had indeed told the disciples about the vine and the branches, one thing pointing very clearly out to us.
住在主里面就是活在和主的交通的里头。
And to abide in him, it means to live in the fellowship with the Lord.
和主的交通乃是我们去认识接受主自己的话。
And to have this fellowship in the Lord, it is indeed knowing and also receiving or accepting the word of the Lord.
然后根据主的话在神的面前有所祈求。
And according to the words of the Lord, there we come and ask of him.
当然不是只是祈求。
Of course, it's not just in asking.
当你认识主的话的时候，你必定在主的面前是有所敬拜、赞美和感谢。
And of course, once we come to know the Lord and His words, before Him, we will have indeed our thanksgiving, our praises, and our worship.
但是不是仅仅只是祷 读经和祷告。
But it's not just merely to do with reading the Bible and prayer.
要紧的是按着主自己的话去活在我们的实际生活的当中。
And what's important is that according to the word of God, indeed, for us to live it out.
这个从认识主的话开始到活出主自己的话。
And from knowing God's word and then going on to live it out.
整个来讲就是叫做活在同主嘅交通嘅里边。
This is to say, it means it is in fact living in fellowship with the Lord.
亦都就系住喺主里边。
It also means to abide in Him.
我哋感谢赞美神。
We thank and praise God.
因为我哋喺接受救恩嘅时候
，When we receive our salvation.
我哋唔系接受一个道理
，We are not just receiving a doctrine.
我哋系接受一个生命
，But in fact we have come to receive a life.
呢个生命就系神儿子嘅生命
，And this life is the very life of the Son.
因为系神儿子嘅生命
，And it is because it is the life of the Son.
当然同神儿子就系有连结嘅
，Hence we do have this link with the Son.
亦因为佢系神儿子嘅生命
，And because it is the life of the Son.
所以佢同父中间，同父神当中，亦系有个生命嘅连接嘅。
Hence, that's why this life also is linked up with that of the Father.
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
所有接受主生命嘅人
，For all those who have received the life of the Lord.
呢个生命喺嗰个人嘅里面系一定成长嘅。
This life in this very person will grow.
如同我哋。从母腹里面生下来一样
，just like for anyone of us being born from our mother's womb，
从年长就到年，从年幼就到年轻
，and from being a very young a baby we become a young man，
从年轻就到年长
，and from a young man we grow to be elderly。
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅神。
We thank and praise our Lord.
神喺我哋嘅身上边，对我哋嗰个引导、带领同埋等候，都系十分迫切嘅，要睇见我哋喺属灵嘅事上边系长大成人。
And in the Lord's leading and teaching of each one of us, what He wants to do is for us to become someone who is indeed grown up and mature.
我哋轻轻提及过点样维持我哋唔受到。在长大的过程里面受到伤害。
And we've likely touched upon how not in any way to be harmed or to be prevented from growing.
即是不容许有任何的犯罪的事体贴肉体的事在我们的身上面是长久的停留。
And do not allow anything which is to do with a sin or the anything to do with our flesh to remain there for any length of time.
因为这一类的事情长久停留在我们的身上面会带给我们很大的亏损的。
Because if we allow these things to be in us for any length of time, it will indeed cause us great loss.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为他想赐我们主所流的血。
In fact, he's given to us the very blood that the Lord had shed.
叫我们可以藉着认罪到神面前来的时候是不住的接受洁净的恩典
So that as we come before God and confesses our sin, indeed this blood is able to cleanse us.
这一切的事不存留的时候
And when this no longer indeed remain in us,
它就不会阻断我们同神的交通
Then it will in no way break our fellowship with God.
但我们着重的不是消极那方面
What we want to take note is not the negative aspect.
我的意思不是说我们的实际生活的里头不着重那个消极那方面。
I'm not saying that in our lives we do not take any notice of the negative aspects.
我是说在这一次我们的交通的内容的里面我们不着重在消极的那个对付。
What I'm saying is that in our sharing this time round, we will not take any note of the negative aspects.
我们是特别留意那个积极的追求。
But we especially take note of the positive pursuit.
就是怎样可以叫我们能够维持常常活在主里面。
How can we continue to keep and abide in the Lord?
我们的生命既然是需要成长。
and our life, although must grow,
我们就必须要常在主的里面。
Then we really need to always be in the Lord.
如果不是常住在主里面，
if we don't always abide in the Lord,
如果不是常常同主有交通,
if we don't have a continual fellowship
with the Lord, 我们的生命得不到供应的时候,
when our life, there is no provision,
在成长的事上面就会受到损害,
then in the process of our growing up, indeed, we will suffer.
用我们通俗的话来讲,
use as what we say commonly,
在我们的属灵的成长上面就会营养不良。
That in our spiritual growth, then we are not in any way being nourished.
咁弟兄姊妹，你晓得营养不良嘅细蚊仔呢？嘅细路哥呢？佢长唔大。
You know that if a child is lacking in nourishment, he will not grow well.
佢即使能够长大呢，都系好弱，好孱弱。
Even though they may grow up, they'll be rather weak physically.
我哋有呢个咁样嘅领会嘅时候。
When we have this understanding,
我们就注意到属灵的成长是怎样要叫我们常常维持在主里面。
Then we know that with our spiritual growth, how we always need to keep and be abiding in the Lord.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
救恩是给我们一个资格是入到主里面。
Salvation qualifies us to be in the Lord.
又让主入到我们里面。
And also for the Lord to be in us.
这个是不改变的事实。
This fact will not change.
事实是不可以改变。
Although the fact cannot be changed.
但是成长就要需要有合宜的供应。
However, to grow, you need appropriate provision for it.
那你怎样能够得到合宜的供应呢?
How can you give it a suitable provision?
这个又是回到去,你必须要住在主里面。
It goes back to the point, you need to abide in the Lord.
弟兄姊妹,我们晓得,
Brothers and sisters, we know,
当我们会住在主里面而接受生命那个成长的时候,
when we abide in the Lord and accept and receive this growing spiritually,
神是很开心的。
God will be indeed pleased.
但是呢，魔鬼就很不开心的。
However, the devil will not be.
所以在我们成长的过程的里面,
so as we in the process of growing,
魔鬼常常会给我们很多的骚扰。
And in fact, the devil will always be disturbing and troubling us.
那个目的就是要打断我们跟神的交通。
His idea is to break our fellowship with God.
当然他打断了交通而恢复交通呢，那个是消极的对付我们，就是刚才我们轻轻提一提的。
And the breaking of fellowship and then re-establishing fellowship is the negative aspect of what we have just mentioned.
但是重要的呢，就是说我们怎样不容许撒旦来打断我们同神的交通。
What is important is that how do we not allow Satan to break our fellowship with God?
第一，我们要注意的就是说，究竟同神的交通不断绝有没有可能？
The first thing we ask, is it possible not to break fellowship with God?
如果没有可能的话，那根本就没有话好讲。
If it's not possible, then there's nothing to say.
但是如果有可能的话呢，那我们就必须要正视这一件事。
If it is possible, then we need indeed to take heed to it.
那究竟有没有可能呢？
Is it possible?
当然是有可能。
Of course it is.
是绝对的有可能。
Definitely possible.
绝对有可能的那个根据在哪里呢？
Where is the basis of this possibility?
弟兄姊妹总记得，
Francis, you remember,
我们在接受救恩的时候，我们是接受一个生命。
When we receive salvation, we have in fact received a life.
这个生命是神儿子的生命。
And this life is the life of the Son of God.
我们将神儿子的生命接过来的时候，
When we receive the life of the Son of God,
从关系上面来讲呢，
as far as relationship,
我们也接受神儿子的那个地位。
Then we have in fact received the positions as Son.
神就成了我们天上的父。
And God becomes indeed our Heavenly Father.
父和子的关系是不可能断的。
The relationship between the Father and Son cannot be broken.
弟兄姊妹，有时你在报章上偶然会发现一些广告。
Sometimes you find that you may come across certain advertisements.
是有人登一个广告来说和某某人脱离父子关系。
And how they announce the fact, so and so is breaking their relationship with, so and so.
法律的关系或者可以有断绝，因为那个纯粹是讲责任的问题。
Legally, perhaps you could do, something like that to break away and indeed, relinquish every responsibility.
但是从生命这个实际来看的时候，到他死了发了灰他都没办法脱得来这个关系。
But as far as life is concerned, even though he may have died and totally decayed, he could not have broken this relationship.
我们感谢赞美我们的神，我们跟神的关系是永远不会断的。
We thank and praise our God, our relationship with God can never be broken.
更重要的一件事情，
However, something is more important.
就是救恩的里面主俾我哋睇到係佢住喺我哋裏面，我哋又住喺佢裏面。
The Lord enables us to see in our salvation, we abide in Him and He in us.
呢一個咁樣嘅實際呢，又係冇人能夠打得破嘅。
Again, this fact, no one can undo.
你點樣去領會佢呢？
How can you understand this?
弟兄姊妹，你揸個水杯。
If you, have a glass of water.
你去到啲樹都好接近大海啦。
Perhaps you are very near the sea here.
你将嗰个水杯抌咗落去个海嗰度。
If you take this glass and then you throw it into the sea,
你睇到一个咩事实出嚟呢？
What would have happened?
啲水喺个杯里边。
The water will be in the glass.
个杯又喺水里边。
The glass will be in the water.
当那个水杯一路喺个水里喺个洋海里边嘅时候。
As long as the glass is in the sea,
你话我唔准呢个水杯里边有水。
He says, I don't allow any water in this glass.
我又唔准呢啲水围住呢个水杯。
I do not want any water surrounding the glass.
你做唔做得到？
Can you do it?
你做唔到。
You can't.
冇人做得到。
No one can.
弟兄姊妹，我哋喺主里边，主喺我哋里边。你从呢一个咁样嘅比方嘅底下，你可以睇到系一个好牢固、好牢固嘅。
And in this example, you can see very clearly, our being in the Lord and He in us is something very, very secure and no one can undo.
咁於是今日我哋特別要體入到去啦，點樣維持我哋常住喺主裏邊。
Today, what we want to look at is how do we keep abiding in the Lord.
我哋知道
，We know
住喺主裏邊嘅起頭就係去認識神嘅話。
To abide in the Lord, to start off, how we have to know God.
冇神嘅话做基础，你祷告到不着边际。
With the word of God, without that basis, you would not know how to ask of Him.
你要持守，你冇就冇一个持守嘅指导同埋方向。
There's no way you could keep or for you to know the direction.
因此，弟兄姊妹，你留意到。
Brothers and sisters, you have to pay attention.
在我们刚才读的那段的圣经的里面，
The passage that we have read,
非常明确地指出了一件事情。
Very clearly points out to us.
他说你要住在主里头。
Says you have to live, or abide in the Lord.
你怎样能够住在主里头呢？
How do you do that?
24节那时就说，
Verse 24, there it says,
你要将起初听见的存在心里面。
Says that which you have heard from the beginning,Let it abide in you.
如果你将起初所听见的存在主心里面的话呢，
If what you have heard from the beginning abides in you,
你就一定住在主里面。
You shall also abide in the Lord.
住在父里面。
And also in the Father.
弟兄姊妹，你看到一个很大的关键。
Can you see the very important relationship?
就是说我们这班人，我们是受神的话来管理住的。
That this group of people, we,are indeed under the control of the word of God.
是受神自己的话来约束住。
And God's word actually constraining us.
是受神的话来指导。
And also being led by God's word.
这一点我们都晓得。
This we know.
尤其是你读诗篇的时候。
Especially when you read Psalms.
你读到119篇。
And when you come to 119.
你说神的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
You say God's word indeed is a lamp unto my feet.
那显然就说我们是行在黑暗的里头。
And if we are walking in darkness.
但是在黑暗里面我们行出步步路都这么踏实的。
Even then, even so,Each step is so well secured.
我们不用担心一脚插下去的时候就插下个泥潭的。
we are not worried that when we put our feet forward, we will step into a mud.
點解你喺黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑黑
How come in darkness you will have such confidence to walk on?
因为有灯照明你自己所行嘅路。
Because there is light shining on the path you take.
有光一路陪伴住喺你行走嘅路。
And there's light accompanying you all the way.
呢个灯，呢个光。
This lamp, this light,
就是神自己的话。
It is God's very word.
我们弟兄姊妹很能够领会的。
Brothers and sisters, we can understand this well.
但是难处在哪个地方？
Where is the difficulty?
你说我们不太容易完全的掌握神的话。
He says we cannot truly, completely lay hold of the word of God.
尤其是如果我们是信主的年日不是长久的。
Especially if you have not known the Lord for all that long.
你说我圣经都没人读完一次的时候我怎么去掌握神的话呢？
He says, I've not even finished reading through the Bible once. How can I have the full grasp of his words?
弟兄姊妹，我大胆地讲一句说话。
Brothers and sisters, let me be bold in saying this.
就算你将圣经读了十篇，
even though you may have read the Bible 10 times through,
你都没办法能够完全掌握神的话。
Yet you will not be able to fully grasp God's
word. 弟兄姊妹，这个就是我们的难处。
This is indeed our difficulty.
第一点。
The first point.
第二点。
Secondly.
就算你能够掌握到神的话。
Even though you are able to grasp God's word.
你有什么力量来能够活在神的话的里面？
Where would you have the strength to live in the word of God.
等于在我们的软弱的经历的里面我们都能够了解。
When we are weak and we have this experience, we can understand.
很多时候不是我们不知道神的话。
So often it's not because we do not know his word.
出问题的地方不是我们不知道神的话。
The problem is not that we do not know his word.
那个出问题的地方是我们没有力量去活在神的话的里面。
The problem for us is that we have not the strength to live in his word.
或者就是说没有力量行出神的话的要求。
Or let us say that we have not the means or way to lift out the requirements of God's word.
我们感谢我们的主。
To thank our Lord.
我们是面对着有这样的难处。
Although we are faced with such a difficulty.
但是神给我们那个救赎的恩典不是仅仅停留在赦免。
But the grace of salvation that God has given us is not just for us to stay merely just being saved.
乃是说神的救赎的恩典是把我们放在一个很完整的那个预备的里头。
But the saving grace of God puts us in a very complete grace.
完整到一个什么地步呢？
To what extent is it complete?
弟兄姊妹，你可以知道
Lord, brothers and sisters, we can know
我们这个人的结构
this makeup of this person
是从灵与魂与身体这三部分结构成的。
And in fact, we are made up of spirit, soul, and body.
弟兄姊妹，你想一件事
Brothers and sisters, think about this.
你是活的
You are alive.
殡仪馆里边瞓住嗰啲人系死嘅。
Those in the mortuary, they are dead.
咁你同佢有咩分别咧
？What difference between you and the one in the funeral parlor？
我讲得更确实啲咁多。
Let me put it clearly.
当你瞓觉嘅时候，你同佢喺瞓喺殡仪馆有咩分别咧
？When you are asleep, are you any different to the one in the funeral parlor？
在外面来看一点分别都没有。
Outwardly, perhaps not a great deal of difference.
他睡在那树你又是睡在那树。
He is lying there, you may be lying there.
但是事实上你是活人他是死人。
But in actual fact, you are someone who is alive, but the other person is dead.
那为什么你是活人他是死人的
?How come he is alive and you are alive and he is dead?
有什么区别在那里
?Where is the difference?
个区别就是说。
The difference is,
你有灵魂，佢冇灵魂。
You have the spirit, he hasn't.
Spirit and soul.
Spirit and soul, and he hasn't.
咁乜嘢叫做死人
？So what's a dead person？
乜嘢叫做活人
？What is a person who's alive？
一个身体如果有灵魂，佢就系活人。
A body with the soul and spirit is one that is alive.
一个身体没灵魂的就是死人。
A body without the soul or spirit is dead.
就是这么简单。
Is that simple?
弟兄姐妹,
Brothers and sisters,
活人和死人的区别,
the difference between one who's alive and one dead,
不是这么大,
it's not that great.
但是在实际的里面呢, 那个区别就真的很大。
But in truth, the difference indeed is very great.
我们能够活是因为我们有灵魂。
We are able to be alive is because of our soul and our spirit.
死人不能够活因为他没有灵魂。
And for one dead, there is no soul and spirit.
这是一个基本的分别。
This is the very fundamental difference.
但弟兄姊妹我们又再进一步了。
Let us go a step further.
我们是蒙恩得救的人。
We have been saved by grace.
在我们的周围有很多是未曾认识主的人。
Around us, many have not known the Lord.
弟兄姊妹你说得救的人和未曾认识主的人 当中又有什么区别呢?
Then you can say, what's the difference between one saved and one who hasn't been saved?
你又动,他又动。
You move, he moves.
你会肚饿,他又会肚饿。
You can become hungry, so can he.
究竟你得救了,和一个未得救的人,又有什么区别呢?
But what's the difference then, between you and someone who is not saved?
弟兄姊妹,当你回到神的话里面,你就看到那个区别。
When you go back to the Word of God, you'll be able to see the difference.
如果你不回到神的话里面的时候,你觉得没什么区别。
If you don't go back to the Word of God, you may not see the difference.
但是当你回到神的话底下的时候,你就看到那个区别是非常的大。
When you come back to the Word of God, you see how great the difference is.
怎样大法呢?
How great the difference?
因为你的灵是活的。
Because your spirit has been made alive.
但是他的灵是死的。
But his spirit is dead.
你说他会动的。
You say he's moving.
和他动的,和我们一样地动的。
His movement is the same as ours.
那为什么他是死的,他是死的,我是活的?
How come he is dead and how come I'm alive?
弟兄姊妹,你懂得。
Francis, you'll know.
我们说,眼见的活人和死人,是因为有灵魂还是没有灵魂?
And the physical person, whether he's alive or dead, we say it's whether or not he has a soul and spirit.
一个得救的人和一个 死在罪恶过犯里面的人,那个差别就是说,这个人的灵是活的,那个人的灵是死的。
And for one safe and one who isn't, the difference is that one's spirit is alive, the other is dead.
弟兄姊妹,这个就是一个很大,很重要的,我们要体会到的。
This is something that is very important for us to realize.
刚才我说,一个人的结构是分成三个部分。
Just now we made, for each one of us, our makeup is this three.
是灵与魂与身体。
There is the spirit, the soul, and the body.
灵魂,我们平常是将它当为一件事。
And spirit and soul, we often take it to be, as it were, one entity.
所以平常人家就说灵魂和身体。
So often people say, soul and spirit and body.
但你回到圣经里面去的时候,在神的话当中你看到, 是三件不同的事情。
But in the Word of God, you see that these three are different.
是灵与魂与身体。
It is spirit, and then soul, and body.
这是神创造的时候给我们的那个结构。
This is our makeup when God created us.
弟兄姊妹,你知道,
Francis, you know,
神造人的时候就用泥土来造人。
When God created man, he used the dust or the earth to make us.
做出来的人不是跟现在你去那些玩具店看那些泥公仔一样?
And what God has made, it will be very much, as it were, the earthen dolls that you see.
但是那个泥人怎会变成我们现在这样的人?
How can such an earth doll become someone like us?
你留意到那是神将他的气息,就是神的灵的气息, 吹入到人的里面。
You find that God breathed into this man.
这个人就活过来。
Then this person became alive.
但他活过来的时候呢?
When he became alive,
就是当神的灵的气息和那个泥碰在一起的时候呢?
Became alive when God's breath came upon him, And this character where the soul has its place.
So, 弟兄姊妹, 当我们读 创世纪第二章的时候,
so when, as we read Genesis chapter 2,
你留意到, 圣经里面那个上面那个记载,
yeah, if you take note of what the Bible says there,
他说当神的灵气入到人的里面的时候,
when the breath of God enters the man,
我们中文圣经呢, 就将它翻译做活的, 一个有灵的活人,
says that he became someone who is alive.
这句话从事实上来讲又是很明确的。
And when we see this, in fact, it's clear to us.
你有灵, 你就是活的。
If you have the spirit, then you are alive.
你没有灵, 你就是死的。
If not, you are dead.
但是你留意那个圣经里面所讲出来那个人, 是怎样的人呢?
The Bible speaks of this man. What sort of man is he?
我们中文圣经就按意思活出来的是说一个有灵的活人。
And we say, oh, someone who is, the Chinese Bible translates, a man who is now being made alive.
但是圣经原来的意思不是说一个有灵的活人。
And, but the meaning of scriptures does not talk about a man who was being made alive.
在圣经原来那个意思就是说,这个活过来的人,他是一个活的魂。
And in fact, the Bible described the man became a living soul.
英文的翻译呢,在这点上面,字面上面是准确的。
And in the English translation, as far as the word is concerned, it is much more accurate.
在意义上面来说,中文那个翻译呢,就表达得好一点。
But perhaps the Chinese Bible would have described it better.
那什么叫做魂呢?
What is the soul?
魂呢,我简单来说,
to put it simply,
就是我们的思想,
it is our thoughts,
我们的感情,
our emotions, sentiments,
我们的意志,
our will.
这一类这样的表现就是属于魂的活动。
And such that is our makeup belongs to the soul.
或者今天, 早上起床的时候, 你就在那里想,
perhaps this morning when you woke up, you were thinking,
今天下午有聚会, 我去不去聚会呢?
Today, this afternoon, there is a meeting. Should I go?
你想了一阵, 你说, 去。
You thought about it and it says, I will go.
你又做了一个决定,
so you have made a choice.
你就决定了你今天下午就来到这个聚会。
And because you have made that choice, this afternoon you are here.
你留意这个这样的活动呢? 就是这个魂里面的一个表现。
Take note that such an action, in fact, comes from your soul.
这个表现就是你的意志的表现。
This indeed is an expression of your will.
或者说,
perhaps, let us say,
你见到, 有只蜜蜂飞了进来。
If you perhaps see a bee flying in,
一直向着你飞过来,
and it's heading towards you.
飞到你的树的时候呢, 它就在你的桌上嗡嗡嗡嗡嗡嗡嗡嗡嗡。
And then when it's come to you, it's sort of buzzing away in front of you.
它又不停下来你的头的树。
But it somehow does not stop on your head.
它就在你的左右这样转。
And it's just buzzing around.
你又听到它的两个翼在拍的时候,嗡嗡嗡嗡嗡嗡嗡。
And you can hear the buzzing away of the wings.
你说,讨厌死了。
It says, oh, troublesome.
弟兄姊妹,你知道那个讨厌, 就是感情的活动呢?
In fact, you know, this comes from our sentiments.
又譬如说,
for example,
我们年轻弟兄,
for our young brothers,
每次聚会完了之后,他们会踢球。
And after meetings, they would go and play football.
现在已经到了4点多了,将近。
And now it's gone for.
当然未曾到了,你看上,你看,四点多,快点不到来。
Of course, the time is not there yet, but perhaps you're looking forward to it gone half four.
为什么你这么想到四点多快点来?
Why are you looking forward to that time?
你想着,完了聚会,我去踢球。
Perhaps you're thinking, oh, after the meeting, I'll be going to play football.
弟兄姊妹,这个就是你对那个球发生一个感情的那个表现。
This is your liking of football.
当然思想就更加我们容易了解啦。
Obviously, in our thoughts, we can understand.
你或者睇到嗰幅嘅公仔。
You can look at the picture of the dolls there.
我第一个系中间嗰树嗰轮嗰啲气球，第一个系红色嘅。
There's bunch of balloons. The very first one is red one.
第二个系橙色嘅。
The second one is orange.
第三个系柠檬色嘅，或者咁样讲。
The third one is lemon color.
然后绿色嘅、蓝色嘅。
And then green and then blue.
咦，最尾嗰个系咩色呢？
The very final one, what color is it?
橙又唔系橙。
It's not. Doesn't look like orange.
柠檬又唔系柠檬。
It's not lemon either.
苹果又好似浅得滞。
It's too light to be an apple.
哈，你唔知。
And you don't know.
慢慢你就决定。
Then gradually you come to a conclusion.
喺企喺我呢处嚟睇咧
，from where I stand，
有啲近似芒果色。
It will be like a mango.
弟兄姊妹，你点样去分辨呢个咁嘅东西
？How do you make such distinctions？
弟兄姊妹，呢个你系思想。
This comes from your thoughts.
你碰到嗰件事情，你就产生一啲嘅思想喺嗰处。
Yeah, you come across certain situations and it in fact develop into certain thoughts.
等住呢个就叫做魂嘅活动。
This is in fact from the soul.
神俾我哋呢个人嘅身体呢系有呢三个部分。
And in us, there's this three aspects.
有灵、有魂、有身体。
There is spirit, soul, and body.
我哋做祖先食咗嗰个分别树果嘅时候，神话你食嘅日子一定死。
When our ancestors were told, if you take of the fruit of that tree, you will surely die.
咁你读圣经嘅时候，你话冇死到喎。
You read the Bible says, no, they did not die.
佢仲周围走，佢识匿埋躲避神喎。
He is still going about and know how to hide from God.
神好似嗌佢嘅时候，佢会答应喎。
And when God called out to him, he answered.
佢冇死到喎。
He did not die.
咁神话佢食嘅人一定死。
But God says that at the moment, the day you eat it, you will die.
咁神嘅话算唔算数呢？
So does God's word actually count?
佢仲有周围走，喺度好多嘅活动。
And he was still full of actions running about.
虽然佢系活动
，although he still is able to act.
佢实在系死咗。
But in fact, he had died.
系乜嘢死咗呢
？What had died?
佢嘅灵死咗。
The spirit had died.
佢嘅灵死咗。
His spirit had died.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得？
Brothers and sisters, you know,
灵嘅嗰个功用乃系同神来往。
The function of the spirit is to have indeed dealings and communication with God.
因为神系灵。
Because God is spirit.
神造我哋嘅时候，俾我哋有啲灵。
So when God created us, we have been given a spirit.
A little bit of
spirit.
所以喺有呢一点点嘅同神相同嘅，所以我哋同神当日同神可以有相通。
And because of this little similarity, Adam was able to have fellowship with God.
但系你好清楚睇到
，Brothers and sisters can see clearly.
从佢哋食咗分别上树嘅果子之后，佢哋就唔敢见神嘅面。
The moment they took of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of
good and evil, 佢哋就怕听见神嘅声音。
They did not dare to look at God's face and was afraid of God's voice. And they will indeed hide from him.
点解？
Why?
因为佢哋嘅灵死咗。
Because the spirit in them.
佢哋同神冇关系，冇关。唔能够再有往来。
And they do no longer have a relationship with God.
而佢哋嗰个灵呢
？And that spirit.
因为系接受咗魔鬼嘅意见啊。
And because they had taken heed to Satan.
魔鬼嘅意见就系话。
And what Satan said was.
你唔怕食噶，你唔怕食噶，神呃你噶咋，食咗唔会死噶。
Don't be afraid to take the fruit. God is not telling the truth, you won't die.
佢就接受咗魔鬼呢个意见。
And in fact, they accepted this opinion or deceit of Satan.
所以佢就真系食咗嗰个分别善恶树嘅果咯。
So that took of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
咁食咗分别善恶树嘅果，灵死咗啦，个灵个魂，佢就剩翻个魂咧，就只有魂嘅活动啦。
And the spirit having died.What's left will be just the soul and body.
嚟去管理住嗰个身体嘅动作。
And there to manage everything that is of man.
所以喺嗰个时候开始。
From that time on，
等之后你注意，魔鬼呃我哋嘅祖先嘅，仲有一句说话好厉害嘅。
Satan, in fact, deceived our ancestors with something which is very important。
佢话你食嘅日子唔一定死嘅。
When eat it, surely you will not die.
而且你食咗之后咧，一定产生个咁嘅结果。
In fact, when you eat it, something else will happen.
嗰个结果就系你好似神一样咁噶啦。
You will be like God.
咁你就系同神一样噶啦。
You will be as if like God.
等住魔鬼冇一句说话系真嘅。
In fact, nothing he says is true.
就系呢一句话真嘅。
It's only this one.
但是真宗里面又不是全真的。
However, in that truth, it's not entirely true.
因为当他们吃了之后呢，他们真的当自己是神。
Because after eating of that fruit, they treated themselves to be God.
既然我都成为神了，我什么要神呢？
Since I'm already God, why should I have need of him?
那这一点是真的。
This is true.
但是他不是真是神呢。
However, he did not become a God.
是自己骗自己呢?
He's just deceiving himself.
但是引出来的一个结果就是说,
But the outcome is,
他既然是当自己是神,
Now that he sees himself as God,
所以他而那个时候人所剩下来的呢，就是魂的活动来管理着那个人。
So all that's left in him really is just the soul and body in control of him.
那顶住为这个属灵的事实，就是造成今日我们在神的面前，在接受主的时候有难处。
And it's because of this, we find that when we come to receive the Lord in us, we still find difficulties.
因为当你一接触救恩的时候，救恩就说你是罪人。
Because salvation tells us that we are indeed a sinner.
你说我是神啊，我怎会是罪人？
He says, I am God, how can I be a sinner?
你简直是侮辱我。
You are indeed insulting me.
你简直在那里损害我的自尊。
You indeed are destroying my honor.
你留意我们在接受救恩之前，如果有挣扎的话，一个最大的挣扎是这件。
You find that if you have before we come to receive salvation, what indeed we struggle over is this.
有人说，哎呀，信了耶稣不可以打麻雀。
Someone says, oh, after believing in Jesus, I cannot play mahjong anymore. 那个不是
真的原因。
That's not the true reason.
真的原因是你说我是罪人，你伤害我的自尊。
And in fact, the real reason is that you say I'm a sinner, indeed you are insulting me.
弟兄姊妹，这个是我们得救的这个时候的那个挣扎的一个重要的内容。
This is, in fact, is the struggle so often we have at the time of receiving salvation.
同样的，我们在神的面前追求成长，追求得胜。
Similarly, before God, as we indeed pursue to grow and also be able to overcome.
我们又是在这个这样的挣扎的底下。
We find ourselves in the same struggle.
我们常常觉得什么东西我做得到。
Often we think we can do anything.
我们靠我自己都可以解决一切。
By my own effort, I'm able to fulfill anything.
不用麻烦神啊，有些很多东西，这么多东西去麻烦神，个个都去麻烦神，神怎么应付得我们这么多人？
We do not need to trouble God. If everyone's trouble him, how could he manage?
可以不麻烦神，我自己来。
I don't need to trouble God, let me do it myself.
到我真是不得的时候，我只去麻烦神。
Only when I find myself not able, will I ask him.
但是这个似乎好像是好深。
It seems rather deep.
但是实际上面是落在撒旦的欺骗的里面。
But in fact, you would have fallen into the deceit of
Satan. 当然也是满足我们自己的自尊心。
In fact, this only satisfies our own self-confidence.
所以等着你留意到人堕落的时候，
Francis, when you know when men fall,
是落到一个这样的情形。
It has fallen to such a situation.
现在我们得救了。
Now we are safe.
我们和未信主之前那个区别呢？
And what's the difference from the time when we had not believed?
就在这件事情上面就发生一个很明显的比较。
And here it will show a very clear difference.
我们得救了，我们虽然或者还有时是很依靠自己。
And having been saved, perhaps we are still relying on ourselves.
但你总有一些这么多的倾向。
Yet you will have this inclination.
我要仰望神。
I will look upon the Lord.
我要依靠神。
I will indeed trust him.
尤其是你完全冇曬辦法嘅時候。
And especially when you find that you have no other means.
我聽 Eddie 同我講過兩次，佢神對付佢開車牙刷刷嘅事。
I remember Eddie told me about how God had dealt with him in his driving.
佢話一次特殊嘅原因就神將佢擺咗去一個喺半夜擺到去。在黑蒙蒙的时候天光前黑蒙蒙的时候带了上去一个山仔的树。
Says there was once, in the middle of the night, just before dawn, God led him up onto a hill.
他从来没行过你又不知道那里的地理环境。
Had not been there before, and you don't know the surroundings.
但是他又要赶时间一定要在天光的八点钟之前就要去到船码头。
But he was in fact having to be at the ferry at 8 o'clock in the morning.
他说那天雾又大路又不熟什么都看不到几乎三尺远就已经看不到了。
And it was so foggy, you can't see beyond three feet, and he wasn't familiar with the road then.
他说平日他是你别样东西他就或者还不敢夸口但是说开车他说我敢夸口。
Just in other things, perhaps he dare not boast, but as far as driving is concerned, he can.
他说弟兄姊妹你们啊叫他做车神他现在连听都不敢听。
And they say that,
the king of driving.
The king of driving, now he dare not say that.
以前呢连弟兄姊妹这样说他的时候他说是啊我是啊。
And if brothers and sisters were to call him that, he will acknowledge it.
弟兄姊妹你注意我们的人在神的面前有一个很大的难处就是我总是觉得我们要自己有办法。
And what's difficult for us, even before God, we think we are able.
因此当我们在属灵的成长的过程里面一个很难跳跃过去的那个阻隔呢就是怎样能够脱出了不靠自己。
And this is where the difficulty is. How do we then cross this barrier that we will no longer rely on ourselves?
好啊，而家我哋翻翻到正题嚟。
We come back to the main theme.
神话，你哋要靠着神自己嘅话嚟维持自己住喺主里边。
And by the word of God, it says how we need to abide in Him.
咁而家我哋碰到难处。
Here comes the difficulty.
你话我系得救咗。
He says I'm safe。
我又读过圣经。
I've also read the Bible。
我读过十次以上添。
I've in fact read it 10 times over。
但系我冇办法话我对圣经系好熟。
I can't say that I'm all that familiar with the Bible。
我对圣经唔熟，咁我点样按照神嘅话嚟行走呢
？And being not familiar with God's word, how can I walk in His word？
呢个系一个好实际嘅难处。
This is indeed a very true difficulty。
唔系话我唔想。
It's not that I do not wish,
但我没办法
but I have not the means.
本圣经又这么厚
the Bible is so thick,
读一次呢闲闲地要用我一年时间
and to go through it once, it will take me at least a year,
是一般的情形来讲
and this is normally speaking,
如果说读十次的话呢要用我十年的时候
and to read it through 10 times, it will be 10 years.
但十年读过了之后都还没把握我一定掌握到神的话
And after this 10 years of reading the Word of God, you still have no confidence of the Word. How can I abide in the Lord?
你说我来靠主。
He says, oh, I'll rely on the Lord.
那怎么靠法呢?
How would you do that?
主又不会给我们一下聪明到呢, 咚声就将圣经背晒。
The Lord will not give us that kind of intelligence that in a moment we were able to recite all of it.
即使即使你能够将圣经背翻，你唔知道圣经系讲乜嘢嘅话呢
？Even if you can recite all the verses of the Bible, if you don't know what it's saying,
即系念口簧啫嘛。
It is just what you have to say.
听即系我哋知道，我嗰呢一代咧就冇读过中国嗰个三字经。
And my generation, I've not read classical Chinese.
我哋上一两代咧，仲仍然要读三字经。
And the generations before us, they still have to go through learning the classical Chinese.
所以三字经好多人都或者未见过都唔定。
And for many, you would not know what it is.
三字经就系 你初初去读书嘅时候咧，你就先要读三字经喺旧时嘅读书，即系而家读咧，旧时冇幼稚园啦，就当嘅小学一年级第一课啫，第一学年嘅嗰本书就系三字经。
And in fact, the very first year as you go into school, you have to learn this classical Chinese.
那個三字經一打開呢，就說人之初性本善。The beginning of the nature of a man is a good.
And in fact, what it teaches is that for man, the beginning of what is in man is good.
那去開學了，我們先生是這樣教，你就這樣背咯。
And as you go to school, this is what the teacher teaches, so you just recite them.
读完咗啦，咁你话，哎呀，读个书未啊？读咗啦。
And after finishing, he says, "Have you studied?" He says, "Yes."
咁你读嚟听下咧，你学咗啲咩嘢？
He says, "Oh, what have you learned?"
咁你咪又读咯。
And so you just recite it.
人之初性本善。
From beginning, man is good.
At the beginning.
At the beginning.
点解啊？
Why?
唔知啊。
I don't know.
我系识背嘅啫。
I only know how to recite.
我系知人之初性本善嘅啫。
I only know that at the beginning, a man is good.
咁点解啊？
But why?
唔知。
Don't know.
弟兄姊妹，我哋对神嘅话语经常系有呢个难处。
So often this is a difficulty with the word of God.
你话咁，我哋喺神嘅面前点样能够因着神嘅话而能够维持自己住喺主里边
？How can we then by the word of God? Ensure that we abide in Him. We thank and praise our God. I said that the salvation that God has prepared for us is indeed very complete. So often we realize, oh, now that we are safe.
但如今你了解到人的结构是成为灵魂体的话呢
？When you realize, in fact, the makeup of man is spirit, soul, and body.
只不过就是话我哋嘅灵得咗拯救。
To be saved, in fact, shows that our spirit has been saved.
我哋嘅灵死咗，但系神叫佢苏醒翻嚟。
Our spirit had died, and God had indeed quickened it.
嗰个系我哋平常所讲嘅得救嘅嗰个实在嘅情形。
This is the reality of our salvation.
我哋有魂，我哋有体。
We have also the soul and body.
嗰个魂因着我哋嘅堕落，因着我哋祖宗整个人类嘅堕落咧，嗰个魂咧就喺所有嘅情感意志上面嚟讲，都唔拣选神。
And as far as the soul is concerned, after the fall of man, in all the things to which it had to do, it will not choose God.
总系拣选同神作对嗰啲嘅人事物。
It will only choose the things that are in fact against God.
但系感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
救恩亦喺魂嘅部分嚟同我哋预备咗。
In fact, our salvation, God has also prepared something for our soul.
叫我哋嘅魂嗰个功用咧，除咗识满足自己之外咧，系转过嚟会得拣选神。
And for the soul that only knows how to satisfy itself, now is able to turn to please God.
呢个系我哋一生嘅年日里面所学习嘅属灵嘅功课。
And this is the spiritual lesson that we indeed have to learn throughout our lives.
但若果神唔预备嗰个魂嘅拯救嘅话咧，我哋根本冇条件喺呢一方面。
If God had not prepared to save our soul, then there's no way.
冇条件去显出嘅任何嘅功用。
Then we will have no way to actually show forth its role.
身体更加清楚啦。
Body is even clearer for us.
死咗就死咗咯，系乜？埋咗喺泥度，咪变咪化晒咁就系咯。
This body when it dies and it gets buried will just corrupt and decay away。
我哋感谢主。
We thank the Lord。
我哋嘅体系有一个咁样嘅缺陷。
This may perhaps may be the lacking of our body。
神俾我哋一个复活嘅指望。
God gives to us a hope of resurrection。
嗰个复活嘅指望就叫我哋呢个体重新活过嚟。
This hope of resurrection is that one day this body will be resurrected.
所以等住，当你真系认识到嗰个全备嘅救恩嘅时候，你就睇到神为着我哋呢个人嘅整个系逐样同我哋预备。
And when you realize how complete our salvation is, then you know how God had indeed prepared for each aspect of our makeup.
我哋嘅灵死咗，神请叫我哋嘅灵苏醒翻嚟。
Spirit had died, God indeed then quickened it.
呢个系我哋得救。
This is our salvation.
我哋嘅魂係失去咗個正常嘅功用，神又將我哋挽回翻嚟。
Soul have lost its original function, and God in fact restores it.
從唔肯揀選神到喜歡揀選神。
From the time when we would not choose God to a point that we will be happy to do so.
呢個係我哋得救之後，我哋嗰個生活裏邊嗰個追求得勝。
And in our lives, our pursuing of wanting to be an overcomer.
講得清楚就係而家我哋要睇嘅呢個住喺主裏邊嘅嗰個實際。
And this is the reality as what we want to talk about abiding in the Lord.
然後喺主翻嚟嘅時候，我哋死去嘅身體就復活。
And when the Lord returns, this body that will then die away will be resurrected.
如果你真係蒙福到嘅嗰個地步，能夠喺主翻嚟嘅時候，你仲活着。
If you are blessed to a point where when you are still alive, when the Lord returns,
你就喺主降臨嘅時候，藉著個復活嘅大能，雖然你唔經過死，但你身體亦喺復活嘅大能裏邊起改變。
And even though you may not go through that physical dying, yet in the Lord's power of resurrection, you will then have a body of resurrection.
從會扭壞嘅身體變成唔扭壞嘅身體。
From a body of corruption to one that is incorruptible.
我哋感謝讚美我哋嘅神。
We thank and praise our God.
我交通咁多嘅话嘅时候，但系要让弟兄姊妹睇到，除非我哋冇进入救恩嘅里边。
I'll share all this much. It's to enable us to see unless we do not enter into salvation.
如果我哋系进入咗救恩嘅里头
，if we have entered into salvation，
你一次进入救恩
，once you enter in，
你就系完完整整去享用神喺救恩里边各方面嘅预备。
Then you can truly, fully enjoy all that God has prepared for us in salvation.
然后呢，而家我哋就话
，Now we say，
主要我哋住喺主里边。
God wants us to abide in Him.
我哋又冇乜条件能够将神嘅话语喺短时间嘅里边完全掌握过嚟。
And perhaps in a very short time we may not be able to fully grasp God's word.
咁我点样活喺住喺主里边
？How do we abide in Him？
你话有冇可能活喺主里住喺主里边
？Is it possible to abide in Him？
我哋感谢主。
To thank the Lord。
约翰一书就叫我哋睇到神为我哋嗰个预备。
We can see what God has prepared for us in 1 John。
等住我，而家你可以睇到啦。
Here you can now see。
佢话神就主嘅话喺呢处就话，你哋要按着主嘅话嚟活喺主，就必定住喺子里边，又住喺父里边。
Says indeed hearing the word from the beginning, if it abides in you, you will also abide in the Son and in the Father.
但是主又知道我们是有难处。
But the Lord knows that we will have difficulty.
难处一方面就是说我们不够熟悉神的话。
The difficulty is that so often we are not familiar with God's word.
另一方面乃是说在我们成长的过程里面有撒旦不断的骚扰来阻碍我们。在神的面前的成长。
And the other difficulty is as we grow, how the devil will want to hinder us and to indeed detract us.
那我们怎样有什么办法能够越过这一切的阻挡呢？
How can we overcome such obstacles?
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
你留意27节。
Take note of verse 27.
这个是那个关键的。
This indeed is very critical.
他说你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，你就不用用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这个恩膏是真的，不是假的。
And yourselves, the unction which you have received from him abides in you, and ye have no need that anyone should teach you, but as of the same unction teaches you as to all things,And it is true, and it is not a lie, and even.
你们就按住这个恩膏的教训住在主里面。
That according to this teaching of this unction, abide in him.
从字面上面等着你已经留意到太宝贵的一件事。
And even reading this, you see how precious it is.
我们有难处。
When we have difficulty,
但是神俾咗我哋有恩膏。
But God has given to us the unction.
呢个恩膏会教导我哋。
And this unction will teach us.
呢个恩膏会指引我哋。
It will indeed direct us.
叫我哋去拣选神嘅喜悦。
To choose to please God.
叫我哋会知道点样去拒绝神所唔喜悦。
And to reject the things which displeases Him.
我哋感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
但我哋要问。
But、then we have to ask.
乜嘢系恩膏？
What is this unction?
恩膏嘅教训系乜嘢？
What is this teaching of
the unction? 我哋就要弄清楚呢个事实啦。
We need to be clear about these.
如果我哋唔弄清楚呢个事实，
If we are not clear about this,
咁恩膏同埋恩膏嘅教训对我哋嚟讲又系得个空字。
Then the unction and the teaching of the unction will just barely be rather empty to us.
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
因为佢向我哋讲话，从来唔会藏头露尾嘅，唔系讲一啲就成翻一啲。
And whenever the Lord speaks to us, He won't say something and leave something out.
佢一讲，佢就讲得清清楚楚俾我哋知道。
If He speaks of something, He will put it clearly before us.
今次唔讲清楚俾你知道，下一次同你讲都同讲。讲清楚俾你。
If it is not clear to you now, next time when he speaks, it will be clearer.
嗱，弟兄姊妹，而家我哋要掀一掀圣经啦。
Now we have to turn back to the Bible.
我哋先睇约翰福音第十四章。
Let us first look at John Gospel chapter 14.
约翰福音第十四章。
John's Gospel 14.
嗱，弟兄姊妹，你先留意呢处嘅说话。
First, pay attention to the words here.
第二十六节
，verse 26。
但保惠师就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
But the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name.He shall teach you all things and will bring to your remembrance all the things which I have said to you.
弟兄姊妹，当我们的主去钉十字架之前，
Before the Lord went to the cross,
他和门徒的谈话的里面就给门徒一个很明确的应许。
And in his conversation with the disciples, he in fact gave to them a very certain promise.
他说我去，我就会差遣圣灵来。
Says, I go and I will send the Holy Spirit.
主讲呢句说话系讲过好多次。
In fact, the Lord mentioned this several
times. 但我哋系留意呢，我哋啱先所读嘅圣经嘅嗰一次。
But we take note of that one verse which we have just read.
主话圣灵嚟啦。
The Lord says the Holy Spirit comes.
佢圣灵嚟就点
？What happens then?
佢要将一切嘅事指教你。
He will teach us all things.
弟兄姊妹，你首先第一个留意嘅系一切事。
You have to take note, it's all things.
即系话冇一件系例外。
There's no exceptions.
所有你接触到嘅事情都包括晒喺里头。
Everything that you will come across will have been included.
圣灵会指教你。
The Holy Spirit will teach you.
同时呢
？At the same time.
叫你想起主同佢哋讲过嘅话。
They will also be bringing into remembrance what the Lord had said.
主同我哋讲过话。
The Lord have spoken to us.
我哋会忘记。
We may forget.
我哋或者记唔起嚟。
Perhaps we are not able to remember.
但感谢神。
But we thank God.
喺需要嘅时候。
And the time when we have
need. 圣灵就会提醒你。
The Holy Spirit will remind you.
主嘅话系咁样同你讲。
God's word. This is what God's word says.
如果唔系主从前同我哋讲过嘅话。
If the Lord had not spoken beforehand.
佢就将主未曾讲过嘅话。就话俾我哋知。
Then he will indeed enable us to see what the Lord had not spoken.
哦，呢件事情系非常宝贵。
This is indeed is very precious.
嗱，等先，我哋再掀过嚟十六章。
Turn now to chapter 16.
你再留意第十三节。
Take note of verse 13.
佢话只等真理嘅圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切嘅真理。
When he is come, the Spirit of Truth, he shall guide you into all the truth.
弟兄姊妹，呢个系主一个非常明确嘅应许。
This again is a very clear promise of the Lord.
十四章嗰处就系话，圣灵嚟咗会提醒你哋，知道喺各样嘅事情上面嚟引导你哋，并且提醒你哋记得主同 我们讲过的话。
And chapter 14 says that when Holy Spirit comes, He will teach us all things and also bring us into remembrance of all that the Lord had spoken.
16章的时候主就说的，等真理圣灵来的时候，他要引导你们，或者说教导你们去明白一切的真理。
And chapter 16 says when the Spirit comes, the Spirit of truth, He shall teach us or guide us into all truth.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
如今我们读到约翰一书的时候呢，
Here as we read from 1 John,
你就看到主的应许的在我们的身上面应验了，起作用了。
You find the promise of God indeed has been fulfilled and has its way.
他说你们在从主所受的恩膏，
And the unction which you have received,
什么恩膏？
What is this unction?
圣灵。
The Holy Spirit.
你们从主的那树所接受到的圣灵。
The Holy Spirit whom we have received.
主说圣灵来就会教导你们，会引领你们。
The Lord says that when the Holy Spirit comes, He'll teach us and also guide us.
现在一书的书就说，恩膏的，因你接受了神的恩膏，这个恩膏呢，就给你们有教训，就不用人家教你，你自己就知道了。
It says the unction which we have received as He abides in us, we do not need anyone to teach us. It is the unction, the Holy Spirit who teaches us all things.
这样你们就照着恩膏的教训，就住在主里面。
And according to the teaching of the unction, live or abide in the Lord.
我一阵子同弟兄姊妹提到嗰个恩膏系点样喺我哋身上边显出嗰个教导。
Later on, I will indeed share with you how the Holy Spirit teaches us.
但系我必须让弟兄姊妹再先了解一样。
But I need brothers and sisters to first understand this.
就话我圣灵喺我哋里边所做嘅。
What the Holy Spirit does in us,
第一件事情是不会在主的真理以外来给我们有体会。
It will not be anything outside of the truth of the Lord to which we will be led into.
因为你留意这段话的起头就是说，论到你们起初所听见的。
You find that here it says that as you have heard from the beginning,
你起初听见乜嘢呢？
What have you heard from the
beginning? 就系听见主同我哋所提及嘅各样嘅事。
So it's everything that the Lord has said.
喺约翰福音里边，主亦好清楚嘅指明，因圣灵嘅教导系将真理嚟启示俾我哋。
And in the Gospel in John it says that through the guidance or the leading of the Holy Spirit, the truth will be brought to us.
所以头一件事情，弟兄姊妹，你必须要确定呢点，圣一切圣灵喺我哋身上所作嘅工，唔会把我哋带到主以外嘅。
So we have to be very certain that the work of the Holy Spirit will never lead us outside of the Lord Himself.
唔会将我哋喺主所作同埋主所事之外嚟有任何嘅教导。
That there will be no teaching apart from.The Lord Himself and what He has done.
因为所有圣灵的工作都是把我们带到主自己的里面。
All the work of the Holy Spirit is lead us into the Lord Himself.
所有圣灵的工作是叫我们去注意到主的自己。
And everything leads us to indeed pay attention and focus on the Lord.
我们如果是再在约翰14章的书来看的时候，你会看到一件事情。
And if you are to read chapter 14, we will see one thing.
主好清楚喺个说话，当圣灵嚟咗，佢要荣耀我。
And the Lord puts it very clearly, when the Holy Spirit comes, it is He who will glorify me.
圣灵嘅一切嘅工作只有一个目的，就系叫主得荣耀。
And the work of the Holy Spirit is very clearly bringing glory to the Lord.
所以当我哋去接触嗰个恩膏嘅教训嘅时候，我哋首先要确认呢一个。好严肃的事实。
And as we receive the teaching of the Holy Spirit, we need to be very clear of this very important aspect.
因为我们常常见到很多人是用着恩膏的教训这个词来去散布他自己的意念。
And we find that so often, many people will use this teaching of the unction to promote their own thinking.
结果就做一些新的道理出来，不是圣经上面的道理。
So what comes out is in fact a different teaching from the Bible.
如果你要跟随那些这样的道理的话呢，你离开了 恩高嘅教训。
If you were to follow that teaching, in fact you will depart from the teaching.
因为你接触嗰个唔系恩高嘅教训，系人嘅。想像
because that's not the teaching of the unction, but the thinking of man.
你就冇条件系留喺主里边
and you have no way to be in the Lord.
所以喺呢点上面，弟兄姊妹要好清楚，好清楚，又要好谨慎，好小心。
And in this, brothers and sisters have to be very, very clear and also careful.
所有圣灵嘅引导都一定系同真理系相符合嘅。
All the leading of the Holy Spirit will be in accord with the truth of God.
我常常同弟兄姊妹彼此提醒一件事。
I often remind brothers and sisters of one thing.
神俾我哋嘅引导呢，系有两个方法。
The guiding or leading of the Holy Spirit has two means.
呢两个方法呢，就好似铁路嗰两条铁轨。
And it's like the two rails are on the tracks.
佢哋系平衡。
They are in parallel.
佢哋唔会冲突。
And they will not clash.
如果铁轨一冲突，你就出嘅问题就好大。
If the tracks cross over, they will then indeed crash.
所以圣灵嗰个引导呢
？So the leading of the Holy Spirit
一定系同主嘅话系相符合嘅。
So it will always be in line with the word of the Lord.
呢两条铁轨一条就系神嘅话。
On one hand, the one rail it is the word of God.
另外一条就系圣灵活自己。
And the other one, the Holy Spirit Himself.
呢两件事情几时都系平衡嘅。
And this too will always be in parallel.
唔会交叉嘅。
It will not cross.
唔会冲突。
It will not clash.
如果有人话：哎呀，圣灵感动我，叫我点点点。
If someone says, oh, the Holy Spirit moves me and asks me to do such and such.
但是那些点点点就明显跟神的话是冲突的，你晓得这个不是出于圣灵。
If it has anything that is in contradiction to the word of God, then you know it can't have come from the Holy Spirit.
这个点是非常非常重要的。
This indeed is very, very important.
我估另外有一件重要的事我留下迟一点提。
And that's another important aspect, I will leave it for later.
因此我们现在开手要来注意了，那什么叫做恩膏的教训？
We need to take note, what is it, this teaching of the
unction? 恩膏的教训实际是怎样？
What is it actually like?
恩膏的教训呢？
The teaching of the unction?
它的作用就是指导我们去拣选神要我们拣选。
It will indeed lead us to choose what God would choose.
去拒绝神不要我们拣选。
And to reject the things that God would not want us to choose.
那你这恩膏的教训是不是很明显地列在那树？你要拣选这样，你不要拣选那样。
Is the teaching of the unction so clear and defined, choose this and reject this?
提到这点的时候呢
When I come to this,
我要同弟兄姊妹又提及一个好严肃嘅事情。
I need to also mention the brothers and sisters something very important.
我盼望弟兄姊妹能够了解得到过嚟。
I hope brothers and sisters are able to understand.
因为我哋系常常喺嗰件事上犯毛病嘅。
Because we often find ourselves being troubled in this.
弟兄姊妹你晓得
，brothers and sisters you know，
而家我哋所处嘅系叫做新约嘅时候。
We know we are in the New Testament time.
在旧约以色列人为神主要作工对象的那段的日子是叫做旧约的日子。
And the time where the Israelites, God had dealt with them is during the time of the Old Testament.
而我们这本圣经呢就叫做新旧约传书。
And as far as the Bible is concerned, we have the Old and New Testament.
你知不知道能够很清楚地告诉我。
You can tell me clearly.
乜嘢系旧约，乜系新约
？What is the new testament and what is the old？
旧约嗰个性质或者佢个特点系乜嘢？新约嗰个性质同个特点系乜嘢
？The substance and also what stands out in the Old Testament and what stands out and what's the substance of the new？
弟兄姊妹，你能唔能够对呢两件事情好清楚、好有把握咁样嚟区别出嚟
？Are you very？Able and clearly distinguished the two.
因为你如果你唔区别嘅话咧，你一定系活喺旧约里边。
If not, then you will definitely be living in the Old Testament.
因为我哋嘅天性系倾向旧约。
Because our nature is inclined towards the Old Testament.
我用簡單的說話來去說明這方面。
I will just put this simply.
弟兄姊妹，在我們的屬靈的追求的上面，
In our spiritual pursuit,
你不發熱心的時候呢，大概不出問題。
If you are not zealous, then you find that there perhaps not much problem.
当你发起热心来的时候呢，就好容易出问题。
When you are zealous, you find that there are lots of problems.
出什么问题呢？
What sort of problems?
把你的热心将你带去旧约那里来生活。
Because your zeal will lead you, as it were, to live in the Old Testament.
你说这样有什么不妥呢？
What's wrong with it?
旧约都是神的话嘛。
The Old Testament is also the Word of God.
旧约都是神带领人的一个一条路嘛。
It is also the way that God had led man.
是，冇错。
True.
的确，那个你讲的一啲都冇错。
What you have said is not wrong.
但是你忽略了一件事情。
But you have missed something.
在旧约是神一个预备阶段的工作。
The Old Testament is in fact the preparation of God's work.
来预备新约的来到。
It is to prepare for the coming of the New Testament.
新約那是神實際工作的那個階段。
And New Testament, in fact, is the very stage when God will fulfill and do His work.
所以在預備階段的裡面你做得最好而不入到去那個實際的神作工的那個實際裡面去的時候呢，你全部所發的熱心呢，可以說是有些浪費。
And if you do very well all to do with the preparation and do not enter into the real work or the substance, then what you would have done perhaps would have been wasted.
弟兄姊妹，舊約究竟是一回什麼事呢？
What is the Old Testament?
講到約就是說神同人立約。
The Testament or Covenant is God making it.
神曾經同人立過很顯然的有，神同人立過很多個約，但是很顯然同所有嘅人都有關嘅呢，係有兩個約。
And God had in fact made many covenants with man, but two very outstanding ones that He has made with all.
一個係舊約。
One is the old.
一個係新約。
One is new.
舊約就係神同以色列人立嘅。
And the Old Testament God had made with the Israelites.
新約都係神同以色列人立嘅，但係呢，我哋感謝神，係教會預先去嘗去取用。
And the New Testament, God has also established with the Israelites, but we thank God that the church is able to enjoy it.
舊約那個特點就是說，
And what stands out in the Old Testament is,
是律法。
It is to do with the law.
律法就是說神列出了一樣一樣一樣一樣很具體的事情。
And with the law, God had listed out one thing, everything, one at a time.
你们都要遵守。
You have to observe.
如果你们遵守得好，你们就在神的面前得到神的悦纳。
If you have observed well, then you'll be accepted before God.
如果你们遵守得不好，那你在神的面前就招来咒诅了。
If not, then you would indeed be condemned before Him.
弟兄姊妹，这个是旧约那个特色。
This is what stands out with the Old Testament.
它那个实质是什么呢？
What's the substance?
实质是要叫我们靠自己的努力去满足神的要求。
It requires us, in our effort to try to please God.
律法就是神的要求。
Law is what God requires.
神的要求摆在那树，你就要拼命去满足神的要求。
With God's requirements there, you need to meet with it.
如果你不能够满足神的要求的话呢，
If you cannot satisfy God's requirements,
这样你只好等候神的那个惩治了，或者说咒诅了。
Then you can just await for God's punishment or judgment.
那新约呢？
But what about new?
新约神的要求没有降低到。
In the New Testament, God's standards is in no way lower.
仍然是神的要求在那里。
God's standards is still there.
但是呢，
However,
神自己去答应他自己的要求。
God, in fact, satisfy His own requirements.
然后将答应了的要求所带出来的结果就归给人。
And in satisfying His requirements, what come forth has been given to man.
顶照这个是新约的特点。
This is what stands out in the New
Testament. 所以新約那個性質是恩典。
So we know that the substance of the new covenant is grace.
很大,
we say, in fact, the grace that God has shown us is immense.
为什么大呢?
Why?
因为神替你做了,
because God had done it all for you. And everything that God has done has been taken to be done by you. When you realize this,
所以你很简单地去记住新旧约的那个差别呢?
Then if you want to know where the difference lies between the Old and New Testament,
你可以用这几个字去记,
you can use these few words to help you to remember.
旧约就是神要求人答应,
and the Old Testament requires man's in his response.
新约就是神要求神答应,
and, but in the New Testament, God requires and God answers.
然后神将 答应了要求的那个结果就归给人去享用,
and the result of God's answer to his requirements has indeed come upon man.
弟兄姊妹,很显然你就看到,在律法的底下就是要求你去做,
that in the law, you are required to fulfill it.
在新约里面的那件事情就是说你去享用,
but in new, it is for us to enjoy.
我们感谢赞美我们的神,
to thank and praise our God.
我们如今是活在新约的里面,
today we live in New Testament.
如果我们再用旧约的那个原则或者那个法则来生活呢, 我们这个生活就一定失败,
if we use the Old Testament to try to live in the new, we will definitely fail.
我们没有一个人能够答应神的要求,
because none of us can answer God's requirement.
我们没有条件去答应神的要求,
there's no way we are able to qualify ourselves for it.
弟兄姊妹, 一个很简单的属灵的实际,我讲一讲,你就会了解了。
A very simple spiritual reality, if I just mention it, you will realize.
譬如我说,我今天见到David,
let me say, if, today I've seen David.
他很开心,
he is very happy.
他那种 欢喜法呢,在面上面,全部露出来,
and he's so happy that it's shown through his face.
啊, 我问他,
and I asked him,
David, 为什么今天你这么开心?
David, why are you so happy today?
你不知道,
you do not know.
我今天按着神的心意要做的, 我做到十足,
according to what God desires, I fully indeed comply.
我本来为自己定了一日要读十章圣经,
I in fact had thought that I would read 10 chapters of the Word of God.
我今天读了15章,
today in fact I've read 15.
我本来定了我今天每日呢, 大概要有半个钟头同神祷告,
each day I would pray at least half an hour before God.
今天我在神的面前祷告了一个半钟头,
today I've been praying 1.5 hours.
哇, 很开心, 很开心.
I'm really happy.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你不可以说他错,
you can't say he's wrong.
但是你听下面那句,
but listen on.
隔了两天我又见到他,
two days later I see him.
他就好像没什么神气一样,
seems that he's rather downcast.
我说David啊, 你早两天这么开心, 为什么今天突然间变了个样子?
This is, two days ago you were so happy, how come you are now changing your countenance?
不要说了,
don't talk anymore.
我今天只读了两章圣经,
today I only read 2 chapters of
the Bible. 距离我的标准差8章,
and I've fallen by 8 chapters of my own standard.
而且我匆匆忙忙去上班,我都没时间去好好地在神面前祷告,
and I've to rush to work, I've not really paid attention to my prayer.
所以今天我灵里面的光景非常的幽暗,
so in my spirit I'm really really darkened.
弟兄姊妹,这些是不是我们常常会碰到的情形?
Are these not the situation that we find ourselves in?
你在神的面前,那个属灵的生活过得好一点,你就很开心.
But in the spiritual life, it seems to be going well, you're happy.
有的那么多不够及得上你自己的安排,你就觉得很难受.
And when it doesn't measure up to your own standards, you find that it's you find it difficult to take.
当然我能够说,神很欣赏你那种心思,
although I can say perhaps God appreciates such a thought of yours,
但是神会觉得你这个生活的规则就是很愚昧,
but God would let you know that such a principle of living
that you have is rather foolish.
愚昧的地方在哪里?
Where is the foolishness? Because you have fallen into the law.
你认为你在神的面前能够得神的悦纳是因为你做到十足。
Because you think that your acceptance before God is that you are able to do well.
你能够做。
You can do.
你觉得神不够喜悦你是因为你说你做不够。
God is not happy with you because you have not done sufficiently well before God. So I will not be remembered before Him. Two days ago, God remembered all that and now God has forgotten and everything has been burned. Come to a point where you accuse yourself. Brothers and sisters, is this not the problem we often face? Brothers and sisters, I'm not encouraging you in a spiritual way to walk a dead end or even to be lazy.
但你必须要记得，我哋喺神面前蒙悦纳抑或唔蒙悦纳，唔系因为你做咗几多，抑或你做得唔够。
Brothers and sisters, remember, our acceptance before God is never how well you have done or how much you have done.
我们今天在神面前蒙神纪念，完全是因为神的儿子的缘故。Today,
we are being remembered by God all because of His Son.
我们做得够，抑或做得不够，那个不是神悦纳我们的条件。Whether
we have done enough is never God's condition.
那个只是影响我们的属灵的成长。
It only affects our spiritual growth.
快点或是慢点。
Whether it will be slower or quicker.
但弟兄姊妹你晓得。
Brothers and sisters, you will know.
今天我们是活在新约的里头。
Today we are in the New Testament time.
新约是神的，我们是因着神的恩典而存留在神的纪念的底下。
And because of the grace of God, we are being remembered by Him.
旧约是因着我们的所作，满足神的心意，然后神就悦纳我们。In
the Old Testament, we have to fulfill God's requirements before He will indeed look upon us.
在新约是因着我们会支取神的儿子的所作。
And in the New Testament, because we are able to embrace all that the Son has done.
而在神的面前蒙纪念。
We are then thus remembered by God.
这个是非常非常重要的一个。 了解,
this indeed is a very important understanding.
神的儿女常常受控告，就是在落喺，因为落喺律法嘅嗰个核制嘅底下。
So often the children of God is being accused because they've fallen into the situation as with the law.
好啦，而家我要翻嚟，轻轻提一提。
I want to now briefly mention.
因为详细我哋嘅时间又差唔多，晚上我哋先同弟兄姊妹睇嗰个实。
Later on this evening, we will go into more detail.
咁恩膏嘅教训究竟系一件咩事呢?
The teaching of unction, what is this?
恩膏嘅教训乃系神俾我哋有一个感觉，属灵嘅感觉。
And the teaching of unction gives to us indeed a spiritual feeling.
呢个属灵嘅感觉对我哋嚟讲，就系神对我哋所发出嘅一个信号。
And in fact, it is a sign to which God has given to us this feeling.
在恩膏的教训里面，神不是教导这个恩膏的教训，不是教导我们真理的认识。
This is nothing to do with knowing the truth.
恩膏的教训所起的作用，是维持我们活在主里面。
And the teaching of unction is to enable us, in fact, to abide in the Lord.
是叫我们脱离那些一切神所不喜悦的事。
To come away from everything that displeases God.
那恩膏的教训是怎样的一回事呢?
What is this teaching of the unction?
我估计我们要多去使徒行传那处来看一些具体的榜样。
And we need to go back to Acts to look at some actual examples.
然后从那些具体的榜样的上面，我们归纳到一个再加上我们个人所有的学习上面的经历。
And from those actual examples, to add on our own personal experience,
我们就归纳出了，哦，恩膏的教训是这样的实际显明在我们的身上面。
And we'll come to see, in fact, the teaching of the unction, how it reveals itself in us.
弟兄姊妹，你揭开《使徒行传》。
Brothers and sisters, let's turn to Acts.
第几章呢?
Which chapter?
第16章.
Chapter 16.
16章呢, 是保罗出外去传道。
And chapter 16, Paul went out to preach.
应该是保罗第二次的外出。
It should have been his second missionary journey.
在保罗第二次的出外呢，就有一个好特别的经历出现。
And in fact, in his second missionary journey, something in fact happened.
如果我哋睇第一次嘅外出嘅时候，
in his first journey,
你睇到佢一个地方去一个地方，到一个地方系非常非常嘅顺利嘅。
You find that he's going from one place to another. It seems rather smooth.
喺第一次出去嘅时候，阻碍都系好多。
And even the first journey, he faced many opposition.
甚至俾人打死嘅。
Even to a point where he was nearly beaten to death.
但系咧，你从佢嘅行程上面去睇，系非常非常嘅畅顺嘅。
But if you look at his journey, it seems that it was rather smooth.
而家喺十六章里边系保罗第二次出外。
Chapter 16, Paul was going on his secondary journey.
但系去到一个地方嘅时候，
when he went to this place,
就接二连三，好似冇路行。It
seems that he came to a point where he could not go any further.
嗱，弟兄姊妹，你留意我，我哋读一读。
Let us read this.
你留心听下，由第六节。
We'll read from verse 6, listen carefully.
圣灵既然禁止他们在亚西亚讲道，他们就经过腓利加、加拉太一带地方，到了腓利加的边界，他们想要往腓推尼去，耶稣的灵却不许，他们就越过腓利加下到特罗下去。
And having passed through Phrygia and the Galatians country, having been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak to the word in Asia, having come down to Mysia, they attempted to go to Bithynia, and the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them. Don't close your Bible yet. Here, the second time that Paul was going out to preach the gospel. He went past certain place.
咁然后就去到亚西亚。
Then he arrived in Asia.
呢个所谓亚西亚呢，即系等于而家嘅土耳其嘅嗰个大嘅地方。
And this area is the Turkey of today.
咁去到嗰个地方嘅时候呢，
when he arrived there,
呢处嘅记录就话圣灵禁止佢哋喺嗰处讲道。
Since the Holy Spirit, in fact, forbid them to speak the word.
咦，圣灵点禁止佢呢？
How did the Holy Spirit forbid them?
圣经冇提。
The Bible did not mention.
但系只系提一件事，圣灵禁止佢。
But this has been mentioned. They were forbidden by the Holy Spirit.
咁圣灵既然禁止，咁我就唔去咯。
Of course, now that the Holy Spirit has forbidden them, they won't go.
佢就转佢嘅行程，就行过另外一笪一嘅地方啦。
Then they took another journey, going to another place.
咁就一路去到一个地方叫做腓推尼。
And then they went and came to Bithynia.
佢以为要去嗰个腓推尼。
And they were intending to go to Bithynia.
但系跟住你留意到嗰件事，佢话耶稣的灵却不许。
And then you read, the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them.
第一次提就话圣灵禁止。
The first time read the Holy Spirit forbid.
再次提到嘅时候，耶稣嘅灵唔答应。
And the next time the Holy the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them.
弟兄姊妹，我哋先唔讲系咩，系点样。
Let us we won't say how it would be like.
你了解到嗰个事情嘅经过。
You know how things happen.
佢要喺亚西亚。
They were in Asia.
但系圣灵禁止佢。
But Holy Spirit forbid them.
佢要去腓推尼。
You want to go to Bithynia?
耶稣嘅灵又唔答应。
The Spirit of Jesus did not allow them.
系点样嘅一回事？
What is this about?
十六章冇提。
chapter 16 did not mention.
在其他的地方呢就有提到一些事。
In other places, some things are mentioned.
詳細的我要同弟兄姊妹今晚我就要同弟兄姊妹提。
And I think I'll leave it till tonight before I go into details.
我們可以從保羅上耶路撒冷的即是在拉美十九章的之後他要上耶路撒冷在那個行程的裏面呢我們就曉得什麼叫做聖靈的禁止或者是耶穌的靈不許。
And in chapter 19 on, when Paul was mindful of going to Jerusalem, and in that journey of his, we can perhaps come to see what it means for the Holy Spirit to forbid, and also for the Spirit of Jesus not to allow.
或者你可以從哥林多後書第二章的裏面另外的一件事情你又可以看到聖靈的一個禁止是怎樣的。
And perhaps in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, you can also see what it is like for the Holy Spirit to forbid.
我簡單提一提那種情形呢。
I'll just simply mention the situation then.
什麼叫做聖靈的禁止？
What is this? This Holy Spirit forbidding?
不答應呢？
Or the Spirit of Jesus not allowing?
這個完全是靈裡面的那個感覺或者是靈裡面的帶領。
This is the leading of the Holy Spirit or how the Holy Spirit makes you feel.
弟兄姊妹，我們蒙恩得救的時候，我們是不是覺得很釋放了？
When we are saved by grace, do we find ourselves in such a relief?
脫離了一個捆綁。
We have come away from the bondage.
有喜樂的充滿。
We are filled with joy.
有平安的那個享用。
And how we also enjoy the peace.
弟兄姊妹，這都是我們初初蒙恩得救的時候那個很實際的經歷。
Those were actual experiences that we've been through when we were saved.
而這些這樣的經歷呢在我們的身上面是繼續是這樣延伸下去的。
And in fact, this experience continue on with us.
但是到有一天
Until one day,
你的喜樂不見了。
Your joy is missing.
你的平安好像消失了。
Your peace is gone.
相反換過來的呢
And on the contrary,
你好像背了一個重擔。
It seems that you are carrying a burden.
你好像十比綁起上嚟咁樣。
Yes, you're bound.
我哋用簡單一啲嘅説，用翻主自己嘅話嚟講。
And from words of the Lord,
我哋就失去安息。
You have lost our rest.
因為主話你勞苦擔重擔嘅人，你可以嚟我呢處，我就叫你得安息。
And the Lord says, those who are weary and heavily burdened, come to me and I'll give you rest.
喺我哋得救嘅嗰段日子裏面，我哋真係享用到乜嘢叫做安息。
And when we were saved, we really were able to enjoy the rest.
我哋靈心裏面嗰個重擔卸咗落嚟。
And the burden that was in our heart.
喜樂
係
好似嗰首詩歌話，喜樂潮好似浪滾滾咁湧出嚟。
And in fact, our joy indeed will flow like the waves.
但係如今碰到一件事情，
But now we come
我哋就用翻保羅嚟講。
If you use a Paul.
而家我嚟到亞西亞。
Now that I come to Asia.
我要喺嗰個地方嚟傳道。
I wanted to preach.
但係呢，我女童冇乜平安。
But somehow I don't have the peace.
我女童失去咗安息。
I don't have the rest.
我應該係喜樂嘅，但我喜樂唔上嚟。
I should be joyful, but I don't.
我本來係好輕省嘅，但係如今好似又孭咗一個擔子咁。
It should be very light for me, but it seems that the burden is on me.
但只會你話啲係咩事情
？What is this？
如果我哋唔留意恩膏嘅教訓
，If we do not take note of the teaching of the unction，
我哋以為呢啲或者今日昨晚瞓都唔夠，今日頭暈眼花。
We will think, oh, last night we did not sleep well, so today we are rather moody.
或者話今日碰到個老朋友講咗幾句説話頂撞我嗰條氣唔順。
Or I met with someone and he said something that offended me.
所以就有啲咁樣嘅事。
So such things happen.
弟兄姊妹唔係嘅。
Brothers and sisters, not so.
你特別要注意。
You have to take note.
神，我哋嘅主應許俾我哋，到佢面前去嘅一定得享安息。
His promise of the Lord to us is that as we come to Him, we will find rest.
主的應許一定成就。
The promise of the Lord will fulfill.
咁換一句説話嚟講就，我哋冇理由失去安息。
So there's no way we should lose our rest.
但如我哋實際係失咗安息。
But we truly have done that.
咁呢個失咗安息係一回咩事呢
？But what is this then?
弟兄姊妹，如果我哋懂得恩膏嘅教訓嘅話。
If we know what the teaching of unction is,
我哋晓得神对我哋嘅引导，其中一个 一个好常常要俾我哋喺我哋冇办法能够直接从神嘅话里面接受到嗰个指引嘅时候，神所用嘅嗰个方法。
And we will not know the way to which God uses in leading us and in directing us。
你晓得呢个恩膏嘅教训喺我哋身上边显出嚟。
You need to know how this teaching of unction indeed is manifested.
如果我的灵里面是苏醒的，
if our spirit is indeed
awakened,
we will come before God and look upon Him and wait on Him.
主是不是我有什么的决定不对？
Lord, have I decided on something which is wrong?
主是不是我有什么的心思要安排什么不准确？
Is it that some things that I've planned is not all that right?
你知道你叫我失去了平安，
so that I've lost my peace.
你叫我失去了安息，
that I've lost my rest.
主求你光照我。
Lord, I pray that you enlighten me.
弟兄姊妹，呢个系恩膏嘅教训嘅。
Brothers and sisters, this is the teaching of the unction.
一方面，
this is the one aspect.
咁另一方面呢？
Another aspect.
另一方面就调转过嚟，你就知。
If you turn it round, you will know.
系圣灵嘅催促。
It is the urge of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵在那处来不住的给你感觉有一个力来推你向前。
The Holy Spirit is in fact urging you from within, pushing you on.
你按照那个恩膏的教训去接受的时候呢， 你安息了。
When you indeed follow the teaching of the unction, then you will have the rest.
你不跟上那个恩膏的教训呢，你就又好似受捆绑咁嘅。
If you don't follow the teaching of unction, then you've
seen that you're in bondage. 雖然係相反嘅方向。
It seems the opposite direction.
不過一個係對嘅，一個係唔對。
One is right, the other is wrong.
你活喺唔對嘅裏面嘅時候。
When you're living in the wrong,
聖靈會同我哋講話。
The Holy Spirit will speak to us.
叫我哋曉得我哋趕唔上神嘅意思。
So we know that we are not in the heart and mind of God.
如果神要領我哋向前，
But if the Holy Spirit wants
如果我哋跟唔上去嘅时候，
and if you don't follow,
主就催促我哋去 向前行。
And the Lord urges us to move on.
我哋感谢我哋嘅主。
We thank our Lord.
咁你点知道系主嘅引导呢？
How do you know it's the leading of the Lord?
你失去平安，你就知道主禁止你。
If you've lost the peace, you know that the Lord is stopping you.
当你按着个恩膏嘅教训接过嚟向前行嘅时候，你就进入一个更大嘅释放。
When you go according to the teaching of the unction and you accept it, then you will be moving forward.
你就晓得呢个系主嘅恩膏喺我哋嘅身上起咗工作嘅效果啦。
You know that the unction has indeed been able to bring forth his working.
啊，暂时停到呢度先，俾弟兄你稍微先知道乜嘢叫做恩膏嘅教训。
Here, I will have to stop. At least, I hope brothers and sisters will know what it is, this teaching of the unction.
我们晚上再详细来看这件事情，同埋我们留意怎样跟随恩膏的教训。
And later on, we will take note of this and what it means to pay attention to the teaching of the unction.
来维持我们常住在主里面。
That we will continue to abide in the Lord.
求主恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
我们祈祷。
Let us pray.
主啊，但愿你将属灵的事情摆在我们眼前的时候。
Lord, as you put spiritual things before us,
你又赏赐我们有属灵的悟性。
Give to us spiritual understanding.
叫我们去领会到你在我们身上的工作。
That we can come to understand and know the work that you have in us.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为在你的救恩的里头，你为我们所预备的是何等的完备。
Lord, because in the salvation that you've given us, how complete it is that you've prepared for us.
我们所有的缺陷，你都一一为我们安排补充的恩典。
In fact, all that we lack, your grace fills it up for us.
我们求主借着圣灵的管理，来叫我们进入这一切的属灵的经历。
And through the teaching of unction, Lord, the Holy Spirit is able to lead us into spiritual experience.
叫我们余下的日子，我们都是更多的、更圆满的，是活在主自己的里面。
So that in the following days, we will all the more know what it is to abide in the Lord.
直到我们常常是住在你里面来等候见你。
To a point, Lord, that we will always be abiding and waiting.
我们敬拜赞美我们的主。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
因为是你所应许的，你必定负责去成全。
for what you have promised, you will be responsible to fulfill it.
我哋就因着你嘅信实嚟享用到安息。
And according to your faithfulness, we are able to enjoy the rest.
愿主俾我哋更多嘅经历你嘅自己。
Lord, we would that you enable us to experience yourself.
叫我哋嘅生命更早嘅接近成熟。
Lord, that our life may more quickly mature.
我哋仰望喺主自己嘅手里边。
Lord, we look upon you and we commit ourselves.
感谢赞美归俾你。
Praise and thanks be to you.
祈祷奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.